on the evening of the 3rd of May, 1827. The garden of a large, red-brick, bow-windowed mansion called North End House, which, enclosed in spacious grounds, stands on the eastern height of Hampstead Heath, between Finchley Road and the Chestnut Avenue, was the scene of a domestic tragedy. Three persons were the actors in it. One was an old man, whose white hair and wrinkled face gave token that he was at least 60 years of age. He stood erect, with his back to the wall which separates the garden from the heath, in the attitude of one surprised into sudden passion, and held uplifted the heavy ebony cane upon which he was ordinarily accustomed to lean. He was confronted by a man of 22, unusually tall and athletic of figure, dressed in rough seafaring clothes, and who held in his arms, protecting her, a lady of middle age. The face of the young man wore an expression of horror-stricken astonishment, and the slight frame of the grey-haired woman was convulsed with sobs. These three people were Sir Richard Devine, his wife, and his only son, Richard, who had returned from abroad that morning.
"So, madam," said Sir Richard,
in the high-strung accents which, in crises of great mental agony, are common to the most self-restrained of us,
"you have been for 20 years a living lie. For 20 years you have cheated and mocked me. For 20 years, in company with a scoundrel whose name is a byword for all that is profligate and base. You have laughed at me for a credulous and hoodwinked fool. And now, because I dared to raise my hand against that reckless boy, you confess your shame and glory in the confession."
"Mother, dear mother," cried the young man in a paroxysm of grief, "say that you do not mean those words. You said them but in anger. See, I am calm now, and he may strike me if he will."
Lady Devine shuddered, creeping close, as though to hide herself in the broad bosom of her son. The old man continued,
"I married you, Eleanor Wade, for your beauty. You married me for my fortune. I was a plebeian, a ship's carpenter. You were well born. Your father was a man of fashion, a gambler, the friend of rakes and prodigals. I was rich. I had been knighted. I was in favor at court. He wanted money, and he sold you. I paid the price he asked. But there was nothing of your cousin, my Lord Balassus and Wotton, in the bond."
"Spare me, sir, spare me,"
said Lady Eleanor faintly.
"Spare you? Aye, you have spared me, have you not? Look ye,"
he cried in sudden fury,
"I am not to be fooled so easily. Your family are proud. Colonel Wade has other daughters. Your lover, my Lord Balassus, even now thinks to retrieve his broken fortunes by marriage. You have confessed your shame. Tomorrow your father, your sisters, all the world shall know the story you have told me."
"By heaven, sir, you will not do this,"
burst out the young man.
"Silence, bastard!"
cried Sir Richard.
"I bite your lips. The word is of your precious mother's making."
Lady Devine slipped through her son's arms and fell on her knees at her husband's feet.
"Do not do this, Richard. I have been faithful to you for 22 years. I have borne all the slights and insults you have heaped upon me. The shameful secret of my early love broke from me when, in your rage, you threatened him. Let me go away. Kill me, but do not shame me."
Sir Richard, who had turned to walk away, stopped suddenly, and his great white eyebrows came together in his red face with a savage scowl. He laughed, and in that laugh his fury seemed to congeal into a cold and cruel hate.
"You would preserve your good name, then. You would conceal this disgrace from the world. You shall have your wish upon one condition."